This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. It's Marketing Mojo on Resource Center. I'm Maya Tan. Now, unless you've been a frog living under the proverbial tempurung, you would know that Beyoncé released her latest album late last month, accompanied by an hour-long video, which takes us through all the tracks and scenes depicting her smashing cars on the streets and lighting a house on fire. Now, not only has the move been a huge topic on any kind of media you can think of and on all talk shows from Ellen to Fallon, but Queen Bey's album is earning her around $3 million every 24 hours. And I think entrepreneurs in the community might learn a few lessons from the Queen and the whole new meaning she's giving to the word lemonade. Here to discuss five lessons in marketing inspired by Beyoncé's lemonade with me is fellow co-producer presenter Angeline Tay.
Hello.
Welcome, whom you may have heard on Open for Business and Bar None. First of all, Angie, have you seen this hour-long video and what did you think?
Yeah, it's been everywhere. It's hard not to just watch the trailer of the lemonade. And I have to go jump on the bandwagon to find out who's Becky. And I do know that Beyoncé has always had a style of using the element of surprise. The album before this one, simply titled Beyoncé, was literally announced with a simple post on Instagram saying, surprise, and millions of downloads and followed.
Yeah. And she's always had like a master plan, you know, and used the element of stealth, you know, of surprise, keeping everything super quiet before launching, in order to delight her fans and shock the world.
Yeah, over the years, we've seen our fair share of outrageous pop divas. Mm. Madonna's latest tour was pretty shocking. I heard she recreated The Last Supper on stage, and Lady Gaga is also big on drama. But Beyoncé, it's not about drama for the sake of drama. There's a strategy that works.
Yeah, what's interesting is also that she's constantly looking for new ways to do things, always being the first. But of all the outrageous ideas that exist, she always manages just to pick the right ones, you know. She has good taste and strong intuition for what works in that sense.
Yeah, so I guess the first lesson we can learn from her is that she is a pioneer. Mm. To make great strides in business, you have to, number one, be a pioneer. Beyoncé has accomplished many firsts for female artists in the entertainment industry. Releasing albums quietly online was a major one, and many artists quickly followed in her footsteps. She's also willing to try unique distribution methods like HBO and Tidal, which have niche audiences. Beyoncé could have used iTunes, Facebook, or one of the many platforms where she already has a strong following. Instead, she used her husband's streaming service, which was relatively unheard of until she launched her album.
Yeah, I think, you know, of all the things that we've seen Beyoncé do, this is not the working of one individual. It's the work of a full-fledged conglomerate. It's not just her making these choices. And there are serious business decisions being made here. Just for listeners, a little bit about Tidal. It's subscription-based, like Spotify. But Tidal's USP is that it's all curated, ad-free, and they provide, this is from the website, lossless CD quality music and music video streaming services. And they have access to more than 40 million songs and 130,000 videos from all genres. They also have exclusive releases, of course, like Beyoncé's Lemonade. So it's kind of like killing two birds with one stone. I mean, talk about strategy, right? Launch Beyoncé's album and also increase Tidal's popularity.
Now, what about HBO, though?
HBO, well, I think this is the first time that Beyoncé is releasing something that's almost the length of a movie. So the connection I see is that HBO, which is a name synonymous with movies, forms a sort of a natural progression in a way to go to a movie platform and push the album. Plus, it had the advantage of being the first time a music album is launched on HBO.
Yeah, and maybe she's also reaching out to a new target audience. Mm. But even for companies who don't have connections with different platforms, the takeaway is don't be afraid to try something new and different from your competitors or those who have come before you. Entrepreneurs should be comfortable with this idea because they are already taking the risk in starting a new company.
Right.
And of course, they started businesses with the belief that they have something new or different to offer.
Right. And the next principle in the Beyoncé School of Marketing is make it relevant. See, what always strikes a chord with audiences across the world is the way Beyoncé takes issues that people care about and puts them in the spotlight. An example would be the Black Lives Matter movement, which received some limelight in her long Lemonade video and also at her last Super Bowl performance. It was actually quite extreme. Some background, Black Lives Matter is an online forum intended to build connections between African American people to fight racism. And so what she did was she issued a strong political statement with her halftime show at Super Bowl 50, where the whole of America is watching, right? With backing dancers dressed as members of armed rights group, the Black Panthers.
Wow.
She brought dancers on for her new single, Formation. And at one point during the song, the supporting performers formed an X on the field. So this is kind of a reference to Black rights campaigner Malcolm X. And following the show, some of the dancers were pictured giving the same salute around a piece of paper that read, Justice for Mario Woods, who was a Black man shot dead by police in San Francisco last December. And afterwards, Beyoncé said that she wanted people to have love for themselves.
Mm. And the thing about Beyoncé is that she has influence.
Yeah.
She's like a giant megaphone. Whatever she says will reach a large cross-section of the world.
And she knows it.
Yeah, and she's also taking this opportunity to spread messages about the issues that are close to her heart. So if you're a company with a large following, you can do the same thing. But what if you're not?
Well, I think any good communication plan can target a specific audience. But if you want to create extra buzz for your product, then you can do something like this, right? You can tie it to a relevant issue or topic. It doesn't need to be very elaborate. Social entrepreneurs, for example, might be able to use this to advocate for issues. But any entrepreneur in any business can tie a marketing message to something relevant in industry or culture. And if you think about it, if you're new and not a lot of people know about you, creating a connection to a movement or a charity organization that's well known can create awareness for you instead, right? But you must be selective of your methods, I guess. You don't want to seem opportunistic, as if you're taking advantage of the charity just to make a name for yourself.
Yeah. And in this case, it doesn't always have to be a shared cause or charity. Companies could look at using storytelling to be relevant to their customers, find pain points or experiences to tell stories that will touch them. And if you look at the entire Lemonade movie, it charts her experience starting with intuition, where she suspects that Jay-Z is cheating on her, and goes through denial, anger, all the way to forgiveness, hope, and last redemption. I think people can relate to this, you know, a lover who has cheated on you.
Becky with the good hair. Everybody wants to know who this woman is, right? Who cheated with Jay-Z on Beyoncé. You want to know who she is and you want to smack her on the head.
I think the stories draw people in. It's very, very powerful. And the other thing I noticed is timing. Beyoncé picked a very unique time frame to launch her album. It was not a coincidence that she released this album days before her worldwide tour starting in Miami. I think it is safe to say that if there were unsold tickets to her concerts, there wouldn't be any more.
Probably all sold out. So timing is also crucial. Often when to launch something and where you are in your marketing plan is so important to the success of the product. And if your company has a lot of brands or a lot of categories of products, it's also important to think about how each marketing tactic will affect the mix.
And customer responses are important to consider as well.
Right. So we've looked at three principles so far. Well, two and a half. Number one, be a pioneer, a trendsetter, a groundbreaker. Number two, make it relevant. And 2A, timing. So this is Marketing Mojo on Resource Center. I'm Maya Tan and Angeline Tay is here with me. We've been talking about some of the marketing lessons to be gained from Beyoncé's launch of her album Lemonade. More on Becky with the Good Hair right after this on BFM 89.9.
Brilliant Financial Mentors. BFM 89.9.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Marketing Mojo on Resource Center and I'm Maya Tan. Angeline Tay is here with me as well. We've been talking about Becky with the Good Hair and Beyoncé's unusual launch of her new album, which is accompanied by a 50-minute long visual album. Angie, you did some research on this and you saw some videos. What were people saying about Beyoncé on those videos?
Yeah, I think there were a lot of speculation on who's Becky with the good hair, right? Mm-hmm. So I came across this talk show where they were trying to speculate on that night when Beyoncé released a visual album. There's this lady, her name is Rachel Ray, and she just posted an Instagram posting that she's got good hair and she don't care, good lighting, and take a selfie.
Oh,
so she's just kind of telling everyone that she's Becky with the good hair. And they were,
that was just publicity for her, right? It was
probably
marketing for her.
But she's got a lot of backlash, right? People were talking, so you're Becky and, you know, you shouldn't, you know, have children on a date and all
stuff. Yeah. You have to question why she said it. So maybe she really is Becky with the good hair. But what was funny is that there's also another TV personality, a foodie TV personality, yeah. Rachel Roy.
Well, yeah, instead of Rachel Ray, people were going on to Rachel Roy and say that you're Becky. So,
yeah, and she never did anything.
Yeah, what an innocent.
And also on Elena, there's been a spoof. If you guys are interested, you can look it up. She spoofed that part of the video where Beyonce was going around hitting cars with a baseball bat on the street, and she happens to be in one of the cars talking to a Becky on the phone. Anyway, we've been looking at some of the marketing lessons that we can learn from this whole launch of Lemonade, right? And so far the lessons are: 1, be a pioneer; 2, make it relevant; and 2A, timing. And next, Beyonce creates value for her fans. And we're not always talking about exclusivity here. We're talking about exclusive positioning as well. And what's interesting is I read an article written by Scott Fogel, who's Associate Director of Strategy at Firstborn, a US-based digital creative agency. And the story was published in Fast Company. So he says that a new trend has emerged in the digital creative world where brands are trying to get into relationships with their consumers. He says this is because a lot of agencies, you know, when they're brainstorming, they look at the most successful brands around the world and notice that companies like Apple have fan bases resembling communities. So now everyone is trying to have relationships with their customers. But he says it doesn't always work.
Yeah, BFM's also trying to do this, though. We have a community, we have a new community manager and are actively inviting people to be part of the BFM community.
Well, yeah, thanks for bringing that up because it illustrates my point quite well. Scott Fogel says that it doesn't work for everyone and it's the cause of a lot of bad advertising work out there. He gave us this link, tellusyourstoryblog.tumblr.com, which is full of social media posts by companies trying to have conversations with customers, bad conversations such as one by Weber Grills. I think they sell barbecue grills. And the post says, "What did you grill this past hashtag Weber weekend? Tell us your grilling story." And then there's a granola company that says, "Tell us your granola story." And then there was a carpooling campaign that said, "Tell us your carpooling story," and so on. Anyway, to cut a long story short, Scott is saying, don't equate heavy usage of a product with a relationship. And he brings up a very good case study in the form of Nike. Yes, he says, people love Nike, but it's a stretch to assert that people have a relationship with Nike, even on sites like NikeTalk.com, where they're actually trying to engage consumers. He says, users aren't really wishing for the chance to submit user-generated content or do any extra work for the Nike marketing team. Instead, he says, do something worthy of their attention. Give them value.
Well, so I guess in the context of BFM's community is that it's relevant because we're talking at our listeners all day long and that's our product. Right. And that is why we need to make it a two-way conversation. So we are offering something worthy to our community members in the form of invitations to exclusive events like our BFM networking series where they get FaceTime with our MD Malik and also our presenters.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so that's a great illustration there. We have a community, but we do give them value. And of course, there are more activities planned. So going back to Beyonce, though, she didn't release her new album on the internet or iTunes like she has in the past. Instead, she went for HBO and also Tidal, the music streaming service that her husband Jay-Z has backed financially. And what she provided, which was of value, was the visual album, available for free, but for a very limited time. Excuse me. So it provided just enough access to excite people and build up anticipation for her public release on iTunes, which happened a few days later. And she gave a reward, in other words, right? She provided a reward for early adopters and diehard fans, and she let the rest of her audience know that it exists and made them want it as well. And this is what's called exclusive value. Consumer marketing researchers John Groth and Stephen McDaniel have talked about this, and they said that, you know, tactics like this can help command a higher price, and they call it the exclusive value principle. So the purpose of the strategy is to allow you to increase prices on your products. So, you know, if you look at the prices, Beyonce's album is selling for $16.99 USD on iTunes instead of the normal $9.99.
Yeah, and I can see how this strategy also aligns with the stealth principle. Releasing it bit by bit, they create mystery. And also by keeping her release a surprise, and her team undertook tight NDAs, she ensures little to no competition. So make it exclusive. Give your fans something worthy and concurrently command a higher price. I mean, that one-hour film was definitely not a low-budget effort.
For sure. And we're talking about, when we're talking about exclusive positioning, we are also touching on a brand's ethos. Now, ethos is a Greek word meaning character that's used to describe the guiding beliefs or ideals that characterize a community, nation, or ideology. And of course, it applies to organizations or brands too. Interestingly enough, the Greeks also use this word to refer to the power of music to influence the listener's emotions, behaviors, and even morals.
Yeah, so what you're saying is Beyoncé and her music are synonymous with her ethos.
Mm. And we also spoke briefly about how her brand is truly strong. So brand ethos, they go hand in hand. Beyoncé is more than just her music. She's a brand. She's Sasha Fierce. She's a feminist, businesswoman, a black rights activist. These are just a few identities that make up her brand. She's a mother, you know, sort of a role model in that sense. And the thing with the Black Panthers at the Super Bowl, that was just an extension of who she is and what she believes in.
Yeah, it's easy to speculate that while many love her music, many more are in love with her brand.
Yeah, that's right. You know, like, they may not like every single song, but they'll buy it because they've bought into the Beyoncé brand. So the lesson here is, don't just sell your product, sell your ethos, sell your brand. And marketing gurus always say this, you have to sell your brand, but before you do that, you have to know it well, know what that brand is. And any new company should also understand that a brand shouldn't be stagnant. It's constantly evolving to adjust to the market. And what you want your company to be one year may be different the next. So you have to be perceptive enough to realize when it's time to discuss the evolution of your brand.
Yeah, from speaking to entrepreneurs and observing how brands work, sorry. If you have a strong brand, you don't have to worry so much about conversions. For example, if your product isn't making the conversions you need, your brand will help convert. Mm. So after all, not every Beyoncé song makes it to the top of the charts, but her brand sells albums regardless.
Right. And looking at the entire visual album, you know, the story she told in Lemonade, that's the branding that we're talking about. The ethos is so clear and it's incredibly personal as well. You know, her whole personal life is depicted in it. In that visual album, she told a deep and very revealing story about how Jay-Z cheated on her and her emotions, what she went through. And it's a story many can relate to. Betrayal, redemption. And you know, even in the academic world, there's a whole field of research devoted to storytelling. Why? Because it works.
And consumers love to hear narratives that relate to their lives, the situations they encounter on a daily basis, or ones they hope to be part of someday. They want to be the hero that saves the day, the person who makes a moral choice, or who does something adventurous.
And Beyoncé's narrative worked because many people have been in her shoes.
And because Beyoncé is positioning herself as a role model, I can see how many of her fans are looking at how she would handle these difficult situations because they look up to her. So they are also fascinated by her reaction to the situation.
Yeah, her reactions to the situation and sort of modeling it for themselves. But hopefully they realize that hitting cars in a rage is all part of a fantasy lah, and not how you should behave in real life.
It was really satisfying though.
I know, right? Just watching her smashing all those cars. I think that's what movies help us with sometimes, enacting our fantasies out for us, because there's no way it will happen in real life. But what's important is that she flips it back to reality. You know, at the end of the visual album, Beyoncé realizes that Jay-Z is the love of her life and she has no choice but to forgive him. So she's also showing her vulnerabilities, which always works, by the way, in terms of brand image, and the fact that she's a strong woman who's capable of pain, forgiveness, redemption. It's a quality that a lot of us hope to see in ourselves.
Yeah, so if you can't tell a story that fits consumers into narratives, sell one they can hope to be part of. I've seen this strategy used by nonprofits. They play up a celebrity role model and use this to get volunteers and donors, and I believe it works. UNICEF has had ambassadors such as Selena Gomez and David Beckham, and Angelina Jolie is a goodwill ambassador for the UN.
So the key in any marketing narrative is to show consumers where your product or service can fit into their lives, where it can make their life or work easier or more efficient. And sometimes you have to sell the fantasy, the superhero, even the anti-hero, but then bring it back to reality.
So if we were to look at Beyoncé from a traditional marketing perspective and the four P's, what conclusions can we draw?
Interesting. Okay, four P's. All right. The first one would be product, right? That one's quite a given. She has one heck of a product and her brand is very strong.
Mm-hmm. And the second P, price. I guess she delivers value in order to command a higher price for her albums.
And her brand is also positioned as exclusive. You know, she follows through with her brand image, her product, and all her public actions as well.
And place. She's really been innovative in her distribution, as we discussed, launching the visual album in HBO and Tidal.
Mm-hmm. And also, you know, in the choice of her announcements, right, that the platforms that she uses. I mean, how many people can say they just used one Instagram post to announce the launch of a new product, right?
Unless you have millions of followers.
Mm-hmm. Like Beyoncé. Yeah, and so that's the last P, right? Promotion, that element of stealth, surprise, the visual album and how it really reinforced her brand, her ethos, and forged connections with her target audience.
But that story, though, it's the whole visual album. It's so perfect, from, you know, the betrayal to her redemption and forgiving.
It's, yeah, it resolves at the end.
It's just kind of like any other movie, you know, could have been like really based on reality, or it's all fabricated.
Yeah, interesting. Well, you know, some of it could have been based on reality, but then resolved, and then she probably decided to take this, you know, and use it artistically and create this whole thing. Or maybe it was all just a plan right from the start, right? But whatever it is, I think it worked. Just the hint of it being based on reality, I think that works. You know, everyone's wondering about Jay-Z, wondering about that whole video, that CCTV video with Solange sort of hitting Jay-Z, yeah. You know, and Beyoncé just sort of being smiley when she was exiting. That was really creepy. You know, just hints of reality. And she's really clever, because in that video, she showed us footage from her wedding, old videos of when she was a little girl with her dad. It all works.
Yeah, and I guess many would argue that it's Beyoncé. That's why she can launch on Instagram. That's why she can do what she does. Not every company can afford that.
But if you think about it, she also had to start from zero, right? So that's all true. This takes time, strategy, positioning. So taking these lessons from one of the most successful women in the entertainment business might be the very thing to help boost your business.
So figure out what your brand is and sell it, even if it means making lemonade out of lemons.
Thanks for joining me on this show, Angie. This has been Marketing Mojo on Resource Center with me, Maya Tan, along with Angeline Tay. We're going to leave you with Beyoncé's Hold Up, taken from her fresh album, Lemonade. You're listening to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.